Good people, hope all is well. I come to you as humbly as I possibly can to share the good news. It's the I Am Just Like You, Different podcast, hosted by Chris Martin. All right, let's get into it. We're going to talk about walking in God's light. That is the topic for today. Walking in God's light. That is the topic. So we're going to start at 1 John chapter 2, 3 through 6. 1 John chapter 2, 3 through 6. So let's read. Loving God means keeping his commandments, the test of knowing him. Loving God means keeping his commandments, the test of knowing him. Now by this we know that we know him, and we keep his commandments. He who says, I know him, and does not keep his commandments is a liar, and the truth is not in him. But whoever keeps his word, truly, the love of God is perfected in him. By this we know that we are in him. He who says he abides in him ought himself also to walk just as he walked. So let's dive into that for real quick, man. So if you say that you love God and you're not keeping his commandments, his word, not mine, you do not love him. You do not love him if you're not keeping his commandments. That is the way that you show God your love, by keeping his commandments, by trusting him. You trust that his commandments are for your good. You trust that his commandments are going to give you a life of abundance, of peace, of love, of blessings. You trust that his commandments are good, and they're worth being kept. So it's just like, you know, water, food. You trust that you need it to survive, so you eat it and you drink it. So if you love and you trust God, you will keep his commandments. You will keep his commandments. And we all fall short of the glory of God, but keeping his commandments is doing your best to keep his commandments. He knows your heart. He knows if you're doing your best to keep his commandments, if you're doing your best to search yourself every day to get better and grow closer to him. He knows these things. So, man, let's keep it moving, man. We're going to go to 1 John 5, 3. 1 John chapter 5, verse 3. And it reads, for this is the love of God, that we keep his commandments. For his commandments are not burdensome. That right there. See, a lot of people think that his commandments are burdensome. Oh man, I'm not going to be able to live. I'm not going to be able to do this and do that. When I keep his commandments in my life, there's going to be no party, no fun. You know, I'm gonna wait till I get old. I'm gonna wait. No, the time is right now, man. I just had to say this, man. Like before I truly started walking with God and loving God, that means doing my best to keep his commandments. Repenting. See, repenting is not just oh, I'm gonna ask for forgiveness and everything's gonna be okay. No, repenting is having a change of heart. Yes, you confess and you ask for forgiveness, but you actually change your ways. See, when you accept Christ as your Lord and Savior, you know, God, anything is possible. I don't want to put no limits on God's ability to save and deliver. But just speaking from my personal experience, it doesn't happen like that. But how you know that you're of God, because you start to walk in his qualities. See, it says obedience is our way that shows love and trust, and it opens the door to a life fulfilled with peace, purpose, and abundance. Obedience, discipline. Following God is about obedience and discipline to his way, to his will, not being ashamed of his word. As it says in his word, don't be ashamed of his word. It starts with obedience. We have to be obedient to what God expects of us. Man, since I've been following God and doing my best to keep his commandments and you know, resisting the devil, and he will flee his words. Man, I haven't been having this much fun in my life, man. Like, to feel peace, to feel true joy. See, peace doesn't mean that nothing's going to happen, but when it does happen, you know it's working for your good. You know God's not giving you nothing that you can't bear, that you can't handle. You know it's all for your good. It's all for your refinement. It's all to make you more like Christ. Jesus struggled on this world, so what makes you think that you're not going to? Keeping his commandments don't mean you're not going to struggle. If you didn't struggle, there's no gain. You have to struggle to get anything in this life worthwhile. So yeah, keeping his commandments is how you show that you love him, and how you know that you're of God. You start to really read the Bible and see what God expects of you, how he expects you to love, how he expects you to be gentle, how he expects you to listen without cutting people off, how he expects you to love correction. You'd be like, dang, I'm starting to actually embody these things. God is really transforming me. You start to see that process. See, his commandments provide a clear framework for living, guiding us how to love, serve, and honor both God and our fellow human beings. This isn't just a list of rules, but principles assigned to cultivate justice, mercy, integrity in our lives. Yeah. You need him. See, reading the Bible is letting you know that you need him. You are a sinner. Being saved is admitting that you are a sinner and that you need him. Yes. You can't do this without him. You can't do this alone. You need God. Only way that you're able to see me, I'm weak. I'm weak. I can't really do nothing on my own. But with him, when I think about all the things he have done for me, it's like I have to get up and bring people to Christ. I had to get up and let my light shine for him. I had to get up and love people and inspire people and show people there's a better way. And you can actually be happy and joyful following God's will and his way and his commandments. You're giving it to him. It's not, oh yeah, I'm gonna do this because I can do it. You know, I can speak in front of this crowd. I can do this project. I can do this. I can do that. No, you're like, I can do it because Christ who strengthens me, well, God for me, who can be against me? It's the faith. It's the faith. See, it's the faith that gets you there. But the works is evidence of your faith. When you have faith, works naturally come behind that. So, yeah. It says right here, Hebrews 10, 26 and 27. If we deliberately keep sinning after we have received the knowledge of the truth, no sacrifice for sins is left. So, let me read that one more time. If we deliberately keep sinning, when we have received the knowledge of the truth, no sacrifice for sin is left. So this is meaning for you people out there, and I used to be one of them, who's out here just sinning and still living the same way. You see no transformation in your life. Oh, it's just how I am. I'm just rude. I'm just loud. I just curse people out. I just get mad. It's just how I am. There's no forgiving for your sins. His word, not mine. It's a change of heart. It's not just asking for God for forgiveness. Yes, we are saved by grace and mercy, but we are also saved by actually changing the works, actually repenting. We have to repent, repent, repent. Repenting is not just asking forgiveness, but it's having a change of heart, changing. And sometimes you won't change just like that. But you constantly confess that sin to God, and you constantly work on that thing day in and day out, until you are delivered from it, until God does deliver you from it. That's what repenting is. So, yeah, man, you can't be the type of person who says, it's just how I am. This is just how I am. See, me, it's not that you hate people, man, but you hate sin. And this is in the Bible, you know. It's not that you hate people, you hate sin, man. I'm growing to hate sin, man. I'm not saying I'm perfect. I hate when I sin. You know, that's why I repent and ask God to search me, even when I think I'm having a great day. Search me, God. What do I need? What is it that I need to get better at to make me more like you? Because if I was like you in a complete way, I would be dead. I will be glorified. I will be with my Father, with Jesus Christ. But since I'm still here, that means I still have work to do, no matter what. So, yeah, man, it's all about giving your best. It's all about giving your best. But deliberately sinning, there's no forgiveness for that. We have to do better, man. We have to do better, guys. You have to really confess and actually try to get better. Have a relationship, even not just with God, but with yourself. Know yourself. Know where you fall short at. We all have things that we're working on. We all have vices that we need to get rid of. We need to die. We need to kill out. That's why God said, if Jesus said, if you're going to follow me, carry your cross, pick up your cross, die to yourself every day. There's no win without sacrifice, without struggling. We have to struggle. We have to sacrifice. This is the way. And see, the thing is, man, I want to go to, let's go to Matthew 11, 29. Matthew 11, 29. Let's go here. So you see how it says, don't count his commandments as burdensome. He says, take my yoke upon you and learn from me. For I am gentle and lowly in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me. He wants us to learn from him. Take who he is and learn from him. Learn from him. Learn from his teachings. Be forgiving. Be loving. Be merciful. Be humble. Be joyful. Be there for other people. Be gentle. Be truthful. He wants us to learn from him. For I am gentle and lowly. See, the thing is, man, if you thought you were doing all this on your own, and I constantly come to this, man, if you just thought you, say if you were a good guy or a good woman, and you gave to people, and you fed the needy, and you help people and you did this good deed and did that good deed, but you thought it was just off you. You thought it was just you. This is you who's doing it. Man, somehow, some way, man, that would turn to pride because you're giving to yourself. That's why he say his burden is light and his yoke is easy. You give it to him. You give it to him. It's not you who can do it. It's not you who's doing it. It's God who's doing it through you. It's God you're doing it for. His burden is light, his yoke is easy, man. But discipline is the key, man. Discipline is the key. You have to be disciplined, obedient to his word. See, the devil came to steal, kill, and destroy. Steal, kill, and destroy. He came to steal, kill, and destroy. So he came to steal your brain. Steal what you think is right and what you think is wrong. To make you conform to the mold of this world. To be like people want you to be. People think you're supposed to be. How this world thinks you're supposed to be. But no, God came to lay out the guidance. To make you aware of sin. To make you aware of your shortcomings that you need him. So you can live a life abundantly. Yeah. He came for you to live a life abundantly. See, it also says in Psalms 37:4, delight yourself in the Lord and he will give you the desires of your heart. God is a man of many things. He's a man of faithfulness, a man of love, compassion, mercy, grace, patience. But in one thing, he's not a man that can lie. He's not a man at all. He's a spirit. But he's not a deity that can lie. all he can do is be truthful. And he said, delight yourself in the Lord, and he will give you the desires of your heart. That means you desire, delight yourself in his law. You don't take his law as birth. See, when you read the Bible, man, it all connects. It all connects. And see, we sit here and we say, man, I'm not going to read the Bible because, you know, Zal, and I don't get this, and it's not for this century. Guess what? Guess what? It was a man. It's a man in the Bible, man. It was a man. Yes, a man in the Bible. He's reading the Bible. He couldn't understand it. And he and one of the apostles came past, and I'm paraphrasing, and said, what's going on with you, man? He was a man, I'm reading the Bible, but I can't stand it. I can't understand it. And the man, you know, the apostle ended up helping the man read the Bible. And he was like, and basically the man who couldn't understand it, he was like, how can I understand it? You know what I'm saying? How can I understand it when I wasn't there? I don't, you know, basically the same excuses people have to this day. So he helped him. The apostle helped him. The man who walked with Jesus helped him understand. And we all need help to understand. I need help to understand. We all need help to understand the Bible. But guess what? Guess what, guys? It's no excuse. Man, we have technology. We have 300, 2,000 years from here at the tip of our fingers. We YouTube and Facebook and Google and do all these other things, man. We have the access to the word, to the discernment of this word by people who have been studying the Bible for eons, for years, to get the understanding of each verse, man. Sometimes I caught myself reading Proverbs last night, man. Man, I caught myself, man. I'm just freaking chat. See, it's a ChatGPT. It's like a upgraded Google. ChatGPT, man. It's amazing. One of my coworkers put me on it. Man, I was ChatGPTing or Googling darn near every verse to see what it meant. Because sometimes you don't know what it means. But that's why I say it's God's glory to conceal a matter, but it's the King's glory to reveal a matter. He wants you to go digging. If he just laid it in front of you, you wouldn't go digging. You wouldn't want it. You wouldn't seek it because it's right there. Yeah. He wants you to go digging, put the effort in. I don't want to believe what these people said. Man, these people have been studying the Bible for years. They've been studying the Bible for long past you, since you've been born. Yeah. And ChatGPT, what it does is it blocks out the nonsense, all the, you know, the speculation or the conspiracies or the people that put stuff on Google who doesn't really have any type of seniority, and blocks that out and gives you the expert answer on the situation. So you guys should definitely download it. But yeah, it's no excuse to not get into this Bible, man, and see what his commandments is and what he expects of you, for you to live the life abundantly, for you to have the more sincere relationship with him, intimate relationship with God the Father. So say you have to delight yourself in the law. It's one of the beautiful things about the Bible, man. When you read, you know, certain scriptures in the Bible, and it just gives you a sense of peace. You know what I'm saying? Or a sense of something that you need to work toward. When I first read the Bible, of course, I was like, oh my goodness, we got to do this and do that and do this and do that. But after a while, you start to be transformed by the renewing of your mind. And you start to be like, oh, that's what I need to do. This is good. To love people, even when they don't love you, to be kind, to be patient, to be gentle. To not kill, steal. To honor your father and your mother. These are good things to do. This is how it should be. It starts to all make sense, and you start to be transformed by it. Submit to it. You delight yourself in his law, and he'll give you the desires of your heart. And once you delight yourself in his law, your desires end up being his desires for your life and for the people's lives that are around you. So, yeah, man, it's It's a beautiful thing to walk in his footsteps, to be more like Christ. Yeah. You know, me speaking on my personal experience, since I've been following Christ, it's like, and keeping his word, his commandments, and repenting, doing my best to keep it. Like, my life has been joyful. Not saying I don't have my things that, you know, I need to still work on, but man, having fun, man. Like, I caught myself the other day counting my blessings, man. I'm just like, dang, God has really blessed me. He has really blessed me. See, it says you don't worry about anything, but pray about everything and thank him for what he has done. And a peace from the peace that you don't even understand will come upon you. Yeah, a command. This is what he wants you to do. This is what he expects of you. Is that hard? It's giving it to him. His burden is light. His yoke is easy. Yeah, this is what he wants, man. It's not a hard thing, man. So, yeah, we just have to do our best to, you know, to walk in his way, his will. And it's not us who's doing it. It's him. Only we can do it through his Holy Spirit. We're giving it to him. You want to be better. You want to be more like Christ. See, you can't. It's really hard to do anything if you don't show interest. You have to show interest in Christ. Interest in being a better person. Interest in being. You want to be like Christ. You don't want to be like LeBron James. He falls short. He's a sinner. He, you know, just like me and you. You want to be like Christ. A man who was of service. A man who sacrificed, who loved. A man who was gentle. A man who was firm. A man who was understanding. You want to be like Christ, a perfect man. Yeah. Not saying that you're perfect, but you can strive for that as he expects of us. So yeah, it's about discipline, man. Obedience. Being obedient to his word. Yeah. Obedience is our way that shows love and trust, and it opens the door to a life full of peace, purpose, and abundance. See, through this walk, God has showed me my purpose. He has given me peace that goes past all understanding. And this is the reason why people evangelize and try to bring people to Christ, man. Because one, they don't want you to burn in the fire just like God doesn't want you to. Two, because that's what God commissions us to do, commands us to do as followers in Christ. And three, because, man, we want you to feel the faith, the purpose, the joy, the love, the security that we feel, that I feel. This is why I do what I do, man. I want you to feel it and be transformed by his word, be guided by his word. You can do it. You can do it. You can do it through him. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. See, the devil will tell you right now doing this video, doing this episode, right? I tell you right now, man, you can't do that, man. You might as well turn this off, man. It ain't gonna help you, bro. Man, you can't wait till you get older, man. You good. You don't need it right now. Man, that's a lie. That's why you gotta be in the word and know the truth. See, God said you can do all things through Christ who strengthens him, that strengthens you. So if something in your head is telling you no, that you can't do something, that's the devil. That's the enemy. That's a lie. Even if it sounds like your voice, the devil will make his voice sound like yours. Because you've been hearing it so long. But that's a lie, man. You can do all things through Christ who strengthens you. Yeah. You can't read this book, man, and not be changed, man. Some people don't want to read this book because they feel like they will be changed. Because they know they will be changed. You can't read this book and not be changed, man. And like I said, it's no excuse. I can't understand. I can't understand it. Man, you got your phone. I don't want to believe what other people think, but He wants us to come into agreement. Read it, Google it, ChatGPT it, and ask for discernment. He wants us to agree on what these verses are saying. It's not two, these verses mean this. No. Yeah, it can mean multiple different things, but the same thing. You understand? But it means the same thing, man. And you'll have the discernment of knowing he'll speak to you, man. It says, those who seek righteousness will be fulfilled. So if you're seeking to be more like Christ, you will be fulfilled. Matthew chapter 5, verse 6, man. One of my favorite verses. Those who seek righteousness will be fulfilled. He will fulfill you. You just have to seek him above all things. Seek him above all things, man. Yeah, man, just like his word, man. His word, his way, it's just true. It's just true, man. Just like his word. Another one of my favorite verses, Matthew chapter 6, 33. Seek first the kingdom of God, and all these things will be added unto you. It just sounds right. Just think about it. You seek first godly virtues, godly things, gentleness, kindness, patience, love, peace. You seek these things, diligent, being persistent, working hard, and you'll have the riches. You'll have the assets, and you'll know how to keep those things because you sought first the kingdom of God. You know how to nourish those things, how to multiply those things. Because you have the virtues. So yeah, man, we had to keep his commandments, deliberately sinning and saying, oh, God's gonna forgive me. That's a no-go. They say there's no sacrifice for sins is left once you deliberately sin. It's a no-go. He is not gonna forgive you. No, he is not. He's gonna know because he's God. Oh, this person just sins and thinks I'm gonna forgive him. Oh God, I got something for him. Got something for him. So let's do our best, man, to seek the kingdom of God and follow his commandments. We can do it. You know, I'm not saying works is our saving grace, but when you have faith, works is the evidence of that faith. You can't have faith without works, just like you can't have works without faith. If you don't see yourself becoming more like Christ, man, you probably don't really know Christ. This is his word, man. It's his word. See, narrow is the way, difficult is the way. It's difficult. Narrow is narrow. Narrow and difficult. His way is narrow and difficult, right? His way is narrow and difficult, right? But it's the way to life. See, the way to destruction, his word. It's broad. There's many ways to draw yourself to your demise. Going to kill somebody, going to rob a bank, having sex with multiple women, catching STD, whatever it is. Multiple ways to draw yourself to your demise. There's only one way to eternal life, and that's Jesus Christ. It's Jesus Christ. Yeah. His way, his will. So you want to be a bold man. You want to be a disciplined man, a disciplined woman, a bold, disciplined woman. You want to be able to, it's easy to be out here doing whatever. But it's real courage. It takes real discipline, real love to follow Christ, to take that narrow path. And even though it'll be difficult, it will be easy. Because of God, because of Jesus. You're getting it to Jesus, not doing it on your own strength. He will help you. He will uplift you. He will guide you. So yeah, man, let's do our best, man. Let's do our best to repent. Actually have a change of heart. Ask God to search us every day where we need to get better. Things that we need to die of. That we need to get rid of to be more like him. This is the I Am Just Like You Different podcast. Next time, love y'all.